broadcasting on the internet and at 90.1 FM from high atop Burnaby Mountain. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM.
And now, stay tuned for Kid of the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
You're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from All Over. That was one of the very best albums to come out last year. Seriously. That was the band Awu with the song... Okay, I know I'm a friggin' weeb, but I don't speak Japanese at all, so I'm gonna butcher these all day, so bear with me. That was the song Suitu Sojo, which directly translates to Underwater Girl, but I guess it's more like the word mermaid. And that was off their debut self-titled album that came out in October of last year on Echoes Records. And Awu are from Japan. I couldn't find out where in Japan. And the band name is apparently the four of them's blood types. A-O-O-O. I like that a lot. And then before that, we heard the man himself. That was, of course, Jeff Rosenstock from... Not Japan. He's from originally from Long Island, New York, now in Highland Park, Los Angeles, California. And that was his cover of I Don't Wanna Die by Jing Nang Boys, Boys with a Z, from Yamanbe, Yamagata Prefecture in the Tohoku region of Honshu, Japan. And that was from his first solo release after Bomb the Music Industry ended, called I Look Like Shit, released, of course, on MP3 and eventually CDR on, of course, his label, quote-unquote records. Paying tribute to Jing Nang Boys, gotta love it. So once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from All Over, and happy springtime, everyone. I'm trying to appreciate spring more. That's something I'm trying to do this year. Although I miss the cherry blossoms this year. They only bloom these, like, beautiful pink flowers for, like, a week, and that weekend I was doing something, I can't remember. But then, yeah, I went down to the waterfront, and they were already green. Swear, Portland just skips right over spring, goes straight into summer. And summer feels like ages for me, but it's the same, like, calendar amount of time as any other season, same amount of days. So it's weird that I feel like these 3 months don't count. It's just extra winter and then extra summer. So I'm trying to appreciate those months more and appreciate the cherry blossoms on the waterfront here in Portland, Oregon, even when they turn green. So anyway, the cherry blossoms always make me think of Japan. I know, hella wee, but for real, it makes it fun. I always listen to Japanese music when I visit the trees, either city pop or J-pop or Japanese punk. So I thought today, let's celebrate the cherry blossoms before and after they blossom. By listening to some of the best punk and college rock and emo bands to come out of Japan. So, let's start it off with... Oh, this is actually an important one! Actually, I'll talk about them afterward. Okay, this is the band Tottle from Fukuoka, Japan, with the song Step With The Gloom.
Bye. てる乾いた喉に突き刺さるその日差し途中
one of my favorite ever bands. That was Trico with the song Oyasumi, which means good night, from the THELP that came out in 2013 on Bakuretsu Records from Kyoto, Japan. And Trico are from Kyoto. Before that, this one's in English. Before that, we heard the song Halfway by Aragonon's friends from Tokyo, Japan. And that was from Muscle Memories that they self-released in 2021. Before that, oh, okay, these next two are important. Before that, we heard the band Zazen Boys from Tokyo with the song Sandupaper Zada Zada, which means sandpaper rough. And that was from the Stories LP that came out in 2012 on Matsuri Studio from Sazazuka Shibaya, Tokyo. And then we started that off with the band Toddle with the song Step with the Gloom from Don Praise the World that came out in 2007 on Worldwide Waddle from Fukuoka, Japan. So, Zazen Boys is Shutoko Mukai's band, and Toddle is Hisako Tabuchi's band, and they're both from the band Number Girl. Both of those bands were formed after Number Girl broke up the first time. So when we talk about this end of Japanese punk, the like more songwriter college rock end of Japanese punk, Number Girl are definitely one of the big staples. Number Girl and Supercar. Number Girl is like the Husker Du of that scene. And Supercar are more like the Pixies, I think, even though Number Girl always gets that comparison. And the Pillows are like the Replacements, if we're getting into it. And Cassiopeia are Quincy Jones. But they all play Yamahas. Okay, whatever. We're getting too deep into it. So once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from All Over. So something that you'll notice that I want to point out, a lot of these guitar tones are really clean, right? There's a cool story behind that. So in the 80s, Fender and Gibson were really struggling, especially Fender. Fender sold to CBS in 1965, and by the 80s, I guess CBS was under the impression that Fender would kind of like run itself. So the quality of Fender guitars had gone way down, and they really kind of forgot how to make a Fender guitar properly. Anyway, so by the 80s, there were a lot of upstart guitar companies that were making illegal copies of famous Gibson and Fender models. And by illegal, I mean the exact same specs as copywritten models, especially a company called Greco and Matsumoto. So Gibson wasted a lot of time and money suing a bunch of the upstart guitar companies, like Hamer and whatever, whereas Fender saw that this Greco company's illegal copies were actually much higher quality than their own American Fenders, because Greco was basing their guitars on the original 50s and 60s models, like pre-CBS. So Fender just went ahead and merged with Greco in 1989, which became Fender Japan. Like, y'all are just making better guitars than we are. So that's why you hear so many bright, jangly guitar tones in Japanese punk rock, because Fenders are really easy to find there. Lots of clean tellies, lots of single-coil pickups, and then lots of, you know, beefy but still kind of clean Jazzmasters. I really do love that they let their Fenders sound like Fenders, rather than drowning them in distortion to make them sound bigger. It is such a cool example of using what you have rather than trying to fake something else. Very DIY, very punk. So anyway, let's keep it going with some jangly Fenders. I think they're both playing Telecasters, actually. So this is Shushu Merge Syrups, with a period at the end, from Kyoto, with the song Tonaru.